Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
Diana says, "Hi, Matthew. Love you. A question, please. A man got angry and called me a terrible name. Ooh. I said I felt hurt, and he said, and he should apologize. He went quiet and didn't do something he said he would the next day. It's been 6 days. What's the right way to behave now? Plus, I feel so sad now." Oh. Yeah, I mean, that sounds horrible. And it sucks, you know, and people have issues, right? People, everybody's got issues. Well, I mean, some people have issues, not perfect people like me and Una.
No issues here.
But yeah, so, I mean, he got mad. He called you a terrible name. You told him that you felt hurt and that he should apologize. And so he's gone quiet and disappeared. And so what you need to do, and I don't know what your situation is, right? It doesn't say whether you're in a committed relationship or whether you guys are just dating or just seeing each other or whether you're casual or what it is. But my suggestion is that you live your life. And at some point, he will decide whether he wants to come back and apologize or not. And if he does, then you get to decide whether you want to let him back into your life. And my suggestion is that if he does come back and he, you know, one, make sure that he apologizes. And if he doesn't, don't let him back into your life. Two, make sure you set a boundary around it. I go over that in detail, what it is that you want, you know, tell him that you'd love to be in a great relationship with him, but, you know, he said something to you that was really hurtful and that you respect yourself far too much to be in a relationship with somebody that's going to treat you like that. And then ask him if he'll agree that he won't ever say something like that again. And that's how you set a boundary. And so those two things, right? One is make him apologize. Two, make sure you set a boundary. And three, make him work to get you back. So make sure that he's investing. He's taking on the masculine role in the relationship. He's doing things like going out of his way to come see you and investing in you from a emotional, mental, time, possibly financial standpoint. That way that you're setting yourself up for the best possible situation that you can with this guy. But I mean, it's one of those things. Another thing you have to remember is that people live in patterns, right? We all live in patterns. We all have patterns for things that we do. And so if he's done this one time and he's getting all kind of cranky and leaving, this is a window into what life will be like with him. And so, you know, you have to remember that. And people can change, but most people don't. And so you have to remember these kinds of things and know what's going on and don't hold on to it forever, right? You want to let go and forgive yourself and, but always remember what's going on and, you know, make sure that you're getting in yourself into a good situation. I hope that answered your question, Diana.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit the ForeverWomanFormula.com right now.